Hey, what up, everybody? It's Sunday morning. So I want to add a correction to yesterday's post. I got a couple of Twitter replies from Slough, at Slough B Sharp on Twitter, and he corrected me, saying that I had misspoke regarding covers. And as I was doing this yesterday, I wondered if I was wrong about this, and I guess I am. I always thought that under the law, you could cover a song, and as long as you weren't, as long as it was non-commercial, you could put it up online. But according to Slough, no matter whether if it's free or a paid distribution, like you're selling it, you have to buy a license. And so my response to him was, so I guess all these YouTubers, I mean, what kind of license are they having to buy? Because when you put something up on YouTube, usually, you know, most of us, we don't have, you know, the 100,000 views. We have like 100 views, you know, so you never know what your view count is going to be. And his response was that on YouTube, it almost is like a sync right because it's a video of you singing the tune. So this is a really slippery slope with the whole cover thing. Now, you know, Colton had the money to do this legally and buy a license. It's you know, it's 9-point-something cents. The statutory rate with a T is 9.1 cents or 9.01 cents. No, I think it's 9.1 cents. You know, per unit. So let's say, you know, you were going to sell 2,000 discs. And there's, you know, there's companies like the Harry Fox Organization. CD Baby has their Limelight service now where you can purchase these licenses. But the thing is that if you're just kind of throwing these covers up on SoundCloud, I wonder if we're all just kind of, all of us are guilty of violating terms of service with SoundCloud. I don't know. But to answer some other people's questions about this whole Colton thing, why I think it's so, you know, so wrong, is that you have this giant corporation like Fox who can afford to take the time and to go to somebody like Colton as in goodwill and say, hey, we really love this arrangement. We're not going to offer you any money for it. But we'd like to credit you in it. and they did not do that. And you know, if you read the Wired article I posted yesterday, Colton really doesn't have any legal recourse. It just infuriates me that, that a large company can kind of undermine the underdog when Glee has always been about, in its, you know, in its content of its story, has always been about the underdog. So that's a clear, you know, to clear that up, I guess, to answer the question about, you know, the big question about covers, should I still do them? We're small enough, we're under the radar on one hand, but then yet we're bitching about Jonathan Colton, so do we follow suit by saying, well, we're following the law, they should too? It's a slippery slope. I wish that, you know, there was like a $10 license that I could purchase for, you know, or $20 license that I could purchase, knowing that I was getting a really small view count on SoundCloud. I would gladly pay something like that to put covers up. You know, but I don't know. It'd be interesting to get Slough to chime in. And yeah, so that is part of that. And to answer Jason's question about credits, no, he was not credited at all. There was nothing in the credits about his arrangement. It's almost as if it was their arrangement. So there you have it. For a Sunday morning, have a great day, guys, and we will.